In today, we'll be discussing whereby the orb instantiates, as well as, or in addition, how and when. Initially, defining the orb. What is it becoming? And what is the nature of that becoming? These are two answers, and one by one, we'll be going over the questions for which each is having and taking turns. Have you ever seen an orb, such as light bulbs, or the onion that the chef is cutting? Maybe even the times you're walking around the earth? Yeah, those are tears you're having. But realistically, where was the common spaces in both of the actual entailments, rejoinders notwithstanding? And herein lies the rubber on the road, can the orbs join? Well, that's what knowing and apprehending the orbs is really about, and in the most essence, what the purpose of the whole thing is being. So, there are a small gaggle of ribald inscriptions that were unearthed in a lair of scribes somewhere in the lower reaches, Abyssinia ways, and what was found in these bound codices exceptionally blows the mind, in a special way for the scrolls being the one that was saying, "The Habits of the Orb," by David Al-Solomon al-Bundi. What he's showing in the old book, and the charts and drawings, is something about orbs that was never even known, which is that the orbs in the optimal westerly flight path, doing math to it, 3, 4, is most really being one. And this goes back to something in history that was actually a really long time ago, even more older time than the time of the scroll about whereby the orbs are having a big secret. And what? Well, evidencing the duplicative consonance of these two knowledges, or should I be saying one knowledges, is the orb power itself, dipping its slight curving ball shape into the vast lacunae, like a stipple, here, there, on top of it, everywhere else. Put a kibosh on the small part, and the big part is getting bigger. Putting it on the big part, and, well, you're getting the picture. And when did the guys say this? In books, mainly, but even also in various times, as was stated previously in the earlier part of what I was saying. Across the reaches of the times, in the motions, and the excrescences, the orb is being just that, an orb. And when there's two of them, or three, or four, or hell, even five of the orbs, it's actually being just one. And think about it. All of the desert nomads, avuncular bards, genial actuaries, who made abundant scrolls about this, doing maps about it. They're in the orb now too, trapped in there, becoming inside the orb what they could never be becoming outside of it, and feeling the bumps of the sphere, the interior tessellations that presage a dawning as auspicious as it is loquacious. So this is the message. Be whatever and wherever you can be in the orb, and try to get in there with the other guys, because we're all in that optimal flight path together toward the sun, the one sun. There's no other sun, just the one sun that's being the only one orb that's the sun in the shared sky together in there. Well, that's all for now. Find succor in the gloaming, friends, and be remembering, whereby the orb is, so are you.